The disqualification of a teenage Thai weightlifter at the Youth Olympics has seen New Zealand's Kaina Andrews-Nahu promoted to bronze. Supach Anand Kam Heng won the super heavyweight division for youth lifters in Buenos Aires by 18 kilos, the biggest winning margin of all the girls' events. But she's since tested positive for a banned substance, meaning fourth place, Andrews-Nahu, was lifted from fourth to third. The 18-year-old told sports editor Stephen Hewson she only learnt of the promotion this afternoon when she turned up to her gym for training.
It's hard to hear that someone would do that, but at the same time I'm still proud of how I did there and definitely proud of the outcome considering I got a bronze medal.
Did you have suspicions?
Yes, but I have suspicions every time I go and compete now just because it's becoming such a common thing. But I also like to believe that there are enough people in the world who can participate in weightlifting who are clean. And, you know, I like to see my sport like that, so I'll continue to look at it that way.
You're obviously quite optimistic in your outlook.
Yeah. I mean, you really have to be, though, like, in a sport like weightlifting where there are quite a few people who are doping. I mean, I love Olympic weightlifting so much, and I like to see the good in everything. I mean, obviously not all things are good, but I mean, if you make them, you know, like if you put a little more into something, maybe the outcome will be different, you know. Like, man, I wasn't too happy about doing my papers at university, but you know, to get through them now, you just gotta be happy and look for what's in the future, not right now.
When did you get into weightlifting? What's got you to this point?
So I started CrossFit when I was about 12, and then I started weightlifting through CrossFit when I was about 13. And I did my first competition at Functional Strength where I met my coach, broke a couple records, and then just started from there. The goal from now is just to keep succeeding, keep going forward, keep pushing for more, stay hungry. I honestly just want to stay happy, but I don't want to lose my love for weightlifting because it is very deep. I love weightlifting very, very much.
So what's a typical day for you when it comes to training and getting up in the morning? You know, and how much are you training? What's it all involve?
At the moment, I'm just training once a day, but when we're building up to a competition, we'll be training twice a day on Monday, Wednesday and Friday.
Diet, etc. Do you watch what you're eating or all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, we're meant to, but sometimes I get a little bit out of hand. Oh, I'm a real sweet person. I love chocolate. I can eat a whole bar of chocolate in one sitting. It is my weakness, chocolate.
What's your favourite flavour?
All of them. I won't turn away any kind of chocolate. You give me chocolate, I'll eat it.
So, and Tokyo, is that a possible goer for you, or is that maybe a little too close?
Tokyo is definitely a possibility, but for next year, I want to focus on Junior World Championship because I did compete earlier this year and won a gold medal in the snatches and a bronze medal overall. So I feel that I can podium again next year, but Olympics will just kind of be the icing on the cake.
And that's Kaina Andrews-Nahu speaking to Stephen Hewson.